Hello, hello. My name is Bryn. Before we get started on my great podcast, we would like to introduce and thank our great sponsors.
Today, we are sponsored by the Twi Phone Company. Use code Dr. Twi for 15% off your purchase. Alright, so before we get started talking on a more serious note, we just wanted to introduce ourselves. So, my name is Kyle.
My name's Bryn.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Morgan. Today we're going to be talking about the controversial topic of immigration in America.
For those of you who don't know, immigration is the action of coming to live permanently in a foreign country.
Immigration has been a really controversial topic, especially lately in America, between different political parties and those who lean right and left, and just have different ideas on what makes America best and how to protect our country and make it better. So,
think a lot of this has been recently brought up because of our current president, Donald Trump, who ran on his main campaign was building a wall at the Mexican border. Mainly to keep out illegal immigrants, and I think Morgan can touch more on, like, the immigration process and, like, the becoming a citizen process, which is probably the main part of the issue.
Yeah, I think definitely the biggest part of this issue is just how difficult it is to become a citizen in the U.S., so before you can even begin the process of naturalization, you have to be a law-abiding permanent resident for 5 years, which is, you know, that's a crazy amount of time.
That is a really long
time. And then once you get past that, you have to actually apply, and you have to go through interviews and background checks, and then, you know, you have to pledge allegiance to the U.S., you have to take tests. So that's the main reason why there is so many illegal immigrants, because it's so hard to become a citizen.
Yeah, I can totally feel it, like, not you would just being a citizen, even you just want to get a green card, it's pretty hard, because my family actually, like, applied for a green card, like, 5 years ago in the EB-5 investor program, but right now, we have to wait for, like, 5 more years. Yeah. So, like, wow. Even just get a temporary green card
takes 10 years. My crazy. Sister works with, she's an actor, and so she works with a lot of people who, like, are from other countries, and they're on their green card, and a lot of times, because their profession is very, like, audition-based, so, like, sometimes you're working a lot, and sometimes you're not working at all, the application for a green card, like, they won't get it passed, because, like, at that time, they're not working a lot, and, like, they can't prove it, so I know the process definitely differs, and, like, especially being a country that, like, wants equality of opportunity, and, like, supports individualism, it kind of seems, contradictory in a sense, that, like, we make people, like, prove that they have, like, a solid job, and, like, I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and, you know, in this situation, the power is all in the hands of the government.
Absolutely.
Like, citizens, like, we can protest all we want, but our government has to be the one to make changes here.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so hard, you know?
Yeah, I think our generation definitely differs from, like, either the current generation that's in politics or the generation above us, in the sense that, like, we are trying to get people in office who, like, support more, like, I don't know, like, have more reform acts for immigration and, like, want the problem to be fixed without, like, building a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good.
I also think it's really interesting because from what I've heard, at least, most people aren't like, hey, like, let's welcome all these illegal immigrants
mm-hmm.
in, and let's have all these drugs flood into our country.
Like,
no
one,
no one is advocating for that. But I think what really a huge vast majority of people in America do believe, regardless of, like, party or anything, is that legal immigrants are really, really, really valued and benefit our country, but we have a problem when it takes so long for good people to become legal immigrants. I think that's the big problem.
And, you know, I think people forget that this country was literally founded on immigrants. Yeah. Everyone that came here came here for freedom.
Yeah, and so, like, I researched, like, the Catholics' teaching on, or, like, their belief on immigration, and so this is from the USCCB, and it says, the Catholic Catechism instructs the faithful that good in government has two duties, both of which must be carried out and neither of which can be ignored. The first duty is to welcome the foreigner out of charity and respect for the human person. The second duty is to secure our brothers' borders and enforce the law for the sake of the common good. So I think, like, actually what they're saying is a lot of what people believe. Like, they want secure borders, but they also think that people should be able to be in our country legally and, like, have the freedom that we have and the liberty that we get. And that's why, like, it kind of goes hand-in-hand with, like, the Catholic social teaching of the dignity and right of the human person. Because if we're saying someone is illegal just for being, like, a person from another country, like, that doesn't seem right. At least, I don't know, at least not to me.
Yeah, I think we need to make that process more, like, clear, transparent, and efficient to, like, help those, like, so-called illegal immigrants to become legal.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
And current events here in Seattle, I mean, over the summer, past summer 2018, there was a huge ICE group that came in, and, I don't know, do you want to talk?
Actually, I don't really know about, like, the ICE one.
Okay, well, so ICE came to Seattle, and, you know, I think it honestly brought our community as a city together. Because our mayor has been very outspoken about how welcoming she is to immigrants, and, like, I know personally, I had friends who were posting on social media, like, be careful, you know, if you are an immigrant, like, know that ICE is here, and this is what you should look out for. Just be extra careful at this time, because ICE was just deporting people left and right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do they, like, search you door by door, like, knock to your door, and, like,
well, I think they
search for any kind of illegal activity.
Yeah, and a lot of times they have, like, lists of people who are, like, are, like, in the process of becoming a citizen, so, like, that definitely, like, narrows things down, but it's really scary. Like, I know I've had a few friends who've, like, their parents are either, like, immigrants or they're on, like, the list that ICE has, and it's, like, really scary for them. And I think it's just a lot of unnecessary, like, in other countries. I know, Morgan, you said you had, like, an uncle, right?
So my uncle was applying to get citizenship in the Dominican Republic, and he got that citizenship within a month. Like, it was super easy, no problem at all, whereas my aunt, who's married to him, she's originally from Spain, and she immigrated over here with him to the U.S., and she is still on a green card. Like,
yeah,
she's been living here for multiple years. It's a really hard process, and I know she has trouble getting jobs, because there's another big thing is workplace discrimination.
Too, yeah, that's a big one.
And, you know, obviously there's the language barriers here, so that's another really big problem is workplace discrimination and,
yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like, I forget how lucky I am to grow up in a place that's, like, more, like, progressive in the sense that, like, they see everyone equal. Like, Seattle's a very liberal place, but, like, a lot of cities aren't, and so, like, I can't even imagine people who live in, like, I don't know, like, Mobile, Alabama. That would be, like, super, I don't know, like, I would never want to. It's just, like, scary to think about. Because if it's scary here, like, I can't even imagine what it's like there to be, like, an illegal immigrant.
So now we're going to get into our own experiences or anything that we have revolving around immigration. So I obviously don't have many experiences with immigration. Like, I was born and raised in America. I speak fluent English, obviously. But the most striking story that I've ever heard is that my dad, because he's a pilot, he was on a trip to fly somewhere, and these people come up to my dad, and they're like, hey, like, we've got a prisoner in the back, or probably not a prisoner, but, like, somebody who was, like, under handcuffs and, like, someone who security needed to be around. And my dad was like, okay, well, just let me go back there and check it out, something like that. And my dad goes back there, and it's a 6-year-old boy who's just, like, in handcuffs, and there are these big, like, security people next to him, and just kind of, like, a really kind of interesting sight and kind of confusing. And my dad, like, came home and told our family this, and we were just kind of like, wow, like, we can't imagine that, like, this little 6-year-old boy being apart from his family and, you know, probably going to get deported for, like, immigration reasons. And it was just kind of striking because it was like, wow, I was, like, I don't know, 12 at the time, and I couldn't even imagine those circumstances in my life, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, personally, I think that, like, one of the main issues around it is this inhumanity when it comes to, like, separating children from their parents, or even just, like, calling another person illegal just for...
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems wrong.
And the striking thing, too, is that it has come about, like, in the media and stuff really, really prevalently in the past few years, but it has been going on for a really long time. Through, like, a bunch of different, like, people who've been leading our country and... So I think just the issue of keeping families together is so, so important.
And you know, they're, especially, like the recent, you know, upsurge in, or surge in all the news, like, the emotional distress it just causes for those children.
The trauma,
and the trauma, and, you know, you hear, like, recently I saw on the news, a kid just died in prison while he was being held there because he was considered an illegal immigrant. He was, like, 10 years old. And, you know, it's just stuff like that. It's crazy. Gosh, that and awful. I don't know.
And there are most certainly really important reasons to have a lot of security around immigration. There really are. Like, we have to have strong security. And in my opinion, we really do need to have strong borders to keep bad people out and people who should not be entering our country. But those who are coming here and really who are, like, good people and will provide for our, like, economy and everything.
Yeah,
like,
I think our main issue is, like, we're stereotyping large groups of people.
Yeah.
Saying, like, all of these people.
Yeah. I think it's pretty hard to define if a person is bad or not.
Yeah, you know? That's very true.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to...
It is, yeah.
And, I mean, these people, they're seeking asylum from, like, these horrible...
Our country's way worse.
Countries and, like, I mean... No human should be denied access to a decent
especially when, like,
life.
When our country was founded on, like, the belief of, like, freedom and liberty and, like, like, it was based off of, like, being oppressed and, like, we wanted, like, people to be able to feel that they had an opportunity to be free.
And, like, they could practice, like, what they believe in and just,
freely,
like,
without,
exactly. All that kind of
any
stuff.
Any sort of retaliation,
Yeah.
And actually, I want to kind of, like, introduce the idea that, like, how Trump responds to the case of, like, you're saying, separating the kids with their parents. So, like, what basically our president said, like, a lot of people pretend that kid is their kid, but actually the kid is not their kid. So, like, they kind of are using that policy to just, like, do some, you know, I don't know how to say a word. I just try to phrase it, but anyway, we can cut this out. So, like, what do you guys think about it?
I wonder. I just think it's terrible, and that it needs to stop.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't feel like there is a lot of justification in, like, wanting to have, like, a secure country and wanting not to be here illegally. But I think we need to fix the process in which of, like, becoming a citizen first before we can, like, try and, like, break down on this.
Exactly. You can't, you know, take everything out on these people when the system itself
is messed up.
I remember in grade school, it was my religion teacher. She had emigrated, I guess, from Australia, and came to the U.S., and she'd been living here for so, so long. And I remember the day that she got, like, she finally got her citizenship here, and it was, like, really the happiest I had ever seen her. Like, her whole face was lit up, and she's probably, like, one of the most lovely people I've met in my life. Like, loves everyone, is so kind, so sweet, so nice. And just to see her, like, so happy and lit up to be an American citizen, like, we need people like that in our country, and we should be inviting people in. Not who,
pushing them out, I agree.